Welcome to today's Wrench Gap Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide the very latest from this week's school board meeting. What were some of the fees changes that students and parents mostly will notice when it comes to registration time over the summer?
A lot of our fees remained exactly the same as they were the previous year. We still have a textbook rental fee and a materials fee that's different between pre-K to sixth grade and then middle school and high school. So those fees remained the same. Still, we have some cleaning fees that were changed for both robe cleaning for the vocal music and for uniform cleaning and rental for the band program. And those went to $50 this year, so that those uniform rentals will be at $50. We also had a little bit of a change in dues for our FFA, which went to $15. And then our yearbook cost is going to be at $65 next year. The other things that the board set around that was also around our food service. And so we looked at the only lunch cost that got changed was student lunch price, and that went to $2.60 a meal. So that went up 10 cents from the previous year. So those five areas are the fee changes that will be imposed on the 16-17 school year.
And another project, and really the summer is going to mean a lot of progress for construction coming up, but one project that was completed before the end of the school year and was officially closed out this week was the Career Academy. What did that closeout really signify, and what does that mean now that the building is officially complete?
Yeah, so there's always punch list things that have to be completed on the Career Academy. We've occupied that building since August. I've had students in there all year, but there's always some closeout things that have to be done. And so really, it signified the release of all the retainage that we had to our contractors, and we were still holding about $270,000 worth of funding on that project. So it signifies kind of the end of it, the board accepting the work as it is, and in the end, the kind of our final documents being signed with the construction company that we had. So we're pleased that we're at that point. There'll be several other closeouts that will happen over the next a year or two on our high school and our Lincoln Elementary and our Jefferson project as well.
You mentioned Lincoln Elementary, another big component, and near the end of the meeting, topic for discussion was the playground equipment going in for the preschool playground, one of the many functions that will be used where the old building used to stand. What was really the final approval numbers on the new playground that preschool kids will hopefully be able to use when we start back up again in the fall?
So the board approved a preschool playground. We have our kindergarten through third grade playground already in place over there, but now we had the board approve a preschool playground, and it was about $30,000 for the preschool playground. There'll be some additional costs that we'll have that will be for the rubber tile that will be around it, but a playground set, swings, there'll be some area that will also be a flat play space, concrete for the students to ride trikes and do different things like that as well. So that's going to go in over the summer and be ready to go when school starts next year.
We're here with Superintendent Greg Ebeling, and the other projects that were mentioned as we head into summer that we hope to see a lot of progress with, at least the board said so, was Jefferson and the high school. What were kind of the updates before we talk again in June?
Yeah, so the Jefferson project is really hopes that by the end of August, we're going to have that project completed, so that front entry will be available just about when school starts, which will be good. The high school, of course, will be under construction just about all of next year. We'll be seeing that project progress. You'll be seeing precast concrete going up, steel going up, and more foundation going in, and eventually the building starting to close in where the addition is, kind of on the northeast side of the building. It'll be kind of an L-shaped addition. So those things will be happening. The front entryway will also be tore up fairly soon. We'll be having construction kind of in the front entry, and actually the office for the high school will move for a while. It'll actually move to the west side of the building, and the kind of the west entrance will be the main entrance into the school for a better part of next year.
And as we head into summer, many people assume that education kind of takes a stop. It's more of a slight slowdown. There's a lot going on this summer. For the board and for the district, what are some of the big kind of heavy-hitting objects outside of construction that will be worked on by the district as a whole coming up over the next 2 months?
There's a lot of staff training that goes on over the summer, and actually our director of instruction, Lowell Ernst, put together a document that showed that there's actually 93 different trainings and things that people will be coming in over the summer for, different things going on. And so it's a significant amount of stuff that's happening. We've got lots of different people coming in and out of the building. It's a busy, busy time. We continue to finish off plans for next year, but there's a lot of work to be done. So it's pretty exciting that we've got, you know, that many different things happening, and we just stay busy, and before we know it, school will be up and running in August again.
That was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.